Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse on the 13th of January. Just a random Tuesday to kick off 2026. I come to you live. If you want to join, I'll throw a link out. You can always join. With some things that I do want to discuss, but for the most part, whatever happens on the show, I ain't got no idea about. But I am trying to deliver on my promise, which is when you check the feed, there should be a new episode there. I wish that I could do a better time job of that, but with people I want to get on and with having to pick up my kid, and, you know, just the general nonsense of what I do, I can come when I can come, I guess. I can come when I can come. People like the drops from the Carlos episode, so maybe a laugh. I can come when I can come. So I will tell you, scheduling wise. It's a long drop. Why didn't this stop yet? What is happening? Jesus. Okay. I will tell you that from a scheduling standpoint, we'll have on Thursday. And when Matt LaFleur news happens, pending any of the hoops I have to jump through, I do need to talk about that ASAP. I just don't know that it's going to happen. I think a lot of people right now are kind of processing the fact that Mike Tomlin has stepped down from his duties. So not essentially fired, but stepping down from his duties. Will we see that with Matt LaFleur? I think Matt LaFleur wants to continue to coach this football team. I think Matt LaFleur thinks he deserves a lot of money to coach this football team. I feel like there's a couple of days where we can find out the news. One, Monday. It didn't happen. Okay, next Thursday. Why Thursday? Just following the pattern of Mike McDaniel. Maybe later in the week, see who's available, see what happens, and then make your decision and go from there. If nothing happens by then, I think Matt LaFleur is going to be your head football coach. And I don't know that we'll get news of an extension anytime soon. I think Matt LaFleur could be the head football coach, and we won't get an extension for a while, like March. April. I don't know. We'll say, like, is he going to be a lame duck? He can't be a lame duck. And then they'll come up with some extension. It seems like, and correct me if you feel different, but it does seem like Matt LaFleur is going to continue to coach the Green Bay Packers. Now, I do appreciate those reporters, the Tom Silversteins and everybody else that has written and said, look, I don't know, man. I don't think that he should coach the team anymore, because I don't either. But what I also don't think is the Packers, they don't seem to want to move quickly on anything ever. And I saw Gary Ellerson on a nice reel that ESPN Milwaukee put out that nobody retweets, because people only retweet the bad stuff and we get mad at them. But then when Gary says something so eloquent and smart, he said, this is not just a LaFleur problem. This goes back to McCarthy. This goes back to Sherman. This goes back to Ted Thompson. This is an organization that just moves a little slower. And these things, these losses, while LaFleur, I do think, on his own, deserves criticism and should no longer be the coach of this football team, it's not like he is the first one to experience this with us. These Packer losses have happened for many, many years prior to LaFleur. Now, will they continue to happen after Matt LaFleur? God, I pray no. God, and that's why we want Matt LaFleur gone, if he is somebody that you want gone. And I'm still not sure where the fan base is on that. I do know that Matt LaFleur is getting the kind of media push that is reserved for only a few people. Now, I know that some of the reporters I alluded to might have put out a comment about, LaFleur should maybe be fired or maybe now's the time. But it does seem like from a national standpoint and some different things I saw on TV today, it seems like more people are helping advocate for LaFleur on LaFleur's behalf, that this is a guy that should stay. I don't know why that is. I'm asking why that is. Some coaches we just hate, we think are scum. Look, I'm going to compare McCarthy and LaFleur again. McCarthy can't do anything to get the kind of coverage that Matt LaFleur is getting. McCarthy's lost games in a very similar way to how Matt LaFleur has lost games. But if you listen to any content, any place ever, Mike McCarthy, big dumb oaf, Matt LaFleur, genius. So I don't know. I would advocate on LaFleur's behalf if I thought there would be some sort of revenge tour where, okay, I'm getting punked in this division. Dan Campbell's punking me. Ben Johnson is running all over my ass. I mean, he owns me. And then whatever's going on in Minnesota, we got to come with revenge. And you can bring some evidence like, hey, I've had young teams. Hey, I've had injured teams. And that's all well and good. But there's no reason that you should have blown a 21-3 lead. There's no reason you should have lost to the Niners a couple years ago. There's no reason you should have lost to Tampa. And as I said on Saturday night, if it happens once or twice or even a couple of three times, and you could say, oh, yeah, every time like this is happening, well, at some point you have to hold accountable the person that is making the mistakes. I think at some point you have to hold accountable the person that is leading the charge. And Matt LaFleur is leading the charge. And I think that there does need to be a change. I don't right now think that there will be a change. We are brought to you by Happy Place M. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Gummies, tinctures, seltzers, whatever you need to feel good, to still feel good the next day. That's a big thing. Last thing you want to do is try to feel good for a little bit, and then, you know, 47 hours later, you still feel not good. You just want to drift, as the product on the seltzers is called, and Happy Place Hemp can help you do that. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Promo code is BART at happyplacehemp.com. They are also available for you in Muskego. The longer this goes, the less likely Matt LaFleur will be back. The Packers should pursue Mike Tomlin. I'm open to anybody. And Mike Tomlin, I think, is going to do a year of TV. I think a lot of people are saying that. I think they were kind of saying that last night on the broadcast. That does seem to be where the headwinds are going, and there's a lot of people, I think what we saw last night on the Monday night broadcast, and appreciate it, Evo Badger, for sure. What we saw last night on the broadcast was, I think, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman telling us a lot of different things that they could not tell us. Like, if the Steelers lose, Mike Tomlin will probably take a TV offer. And if the Steelers lose, Aaron Rodgers will probably no longer play anymore. They may have been told that in some pre-production meetings, and so they have that information. They're not really at liberty to say it, but they're going to present it to you that, you know, later on when you look back, you'll say, oh, yeah, well, that was why the cameras stayed on Aaron Rodgers for so long. That was why Mike Tomlin was being talked about the way that he was. So there may have been some of that at play. I saw that theory, and I liked it. I would love to see the proposal where Tomlin goes to Baltimore and Harbaugh goes to Pittsburgh. I would love that proposal. I don't know what kind of attractive level Pittsburgh has for a coach. And look, maybe Mike McCarthy ends up there. But who's your quarterback? Like, who's your quarterback? Rodgers ain't coming back if McCarthy's coming back. Or maybe they could. I don't know. I was sad to watch Aaron Rodgers go out that way last night. And I rooted for Rodgers, so of course he was going to lose. And it wasn't like some, you know, evil, twisted thing that I was trying to do. I thought I wanted to see Rodgers win another game. And Houston then, especially in the fourth quarter, just pulverized him. And I never thought Rodgers would be able to put four of these games together in the postseason, but I thought there could be room for one. Now, Houston has won on the road, and you could also get Pittsburgh, who had lost a Monday night game in forever, to have not lost in that situation. So a lot of crazy stuff in that game. Really not great to see it go out that way. Rodgers has been very complimentary to the Packers, at least ever since his Jets era was over. And I also think that Rodgers was complimentary to Matt LaFleur. And I will say, too, that's one thing I've been surprised about is just how many people have said good things of the players. Like, and I think if you're a player, you don't want to, if you don't know if your coach isn't coming back or not, you're not going to say, I don't want this guy to come back. And then he comes back and then you're kind of screwed. But to have Micah Parsons say something like, he's one of the reasons I agreed to this trade here. That is either, wow, Micah Parsons, wow, or what? that's very weird. Jonathan says, is Rodgers going to retire now? Damn. It feels that way. I don't know that he drags it out as long as he's done in the past, but it does feel that way that Rodgers could be hanging it up. He did say that there could be a couple of teams that might be interested in me still. Maybe Minnesota. But wherever he is, there a place where Rodgers can go at now the age of 42 where he can be the unquestioned starter like he was in Pittsburgh? Because they were never going to start Mason Rudolph, or is Duck Hodges still on the team? You remember that night? So is he going to be somewhere where he can be the unquestioned starter? Is he going to do what Philip Rivers did? You know, you kind of are surprised more people don't do that, where they just like hang out. And if anybody needs me, I'll keep working out and be available, but I don't want to go sit behind, you know, Jacoby Brissett for a while. I don't want to go sit behind Anthony Richardson. I want to play. So if somebody gets hurt, if Tua gets hurt, I'll come play, but I'm not going to be in a training camp battle with Tua or any of these guys. There's going to be a lot of movement this offseason. To quote Shams, this is going to be one crazy offseason, even though that wasn't. This one could be. A lot of coaches on the move, a lot of coaches available that we did not think at the beginning of the season would be available. I think Harbaugh was the big one because we thought, if anything, they would go a little further in the postseason than they did, and they didn't even make the playoffs. Joining me from parts unknown is Holden.
I'm not the star. That's the star over there.
What in the world? Where are you guys?
Because we don't want to, you know, name names unless we get money, we're at a restaurant in the greater Milwaukee West Dallas Metroplex, one near a Speedway.
Is it the Greek restaurant?
It is. Just meeting up with him before he has to go back.
I didn't even know you were here. What a friend.
I snuck in. I honestly, the Carolina Panthers of all teams made it where it almost didn't happen. They were 8-9 and decided that was good enough for the playoffs. So I almost lost this trip. But, you know, Bryce Young and I had a conversation. Like, what's more important? Oh, yeah. Is it a playoff game or me standing here in a Corpus Christi Hooks hat in Wisconsin?
How do you like being back in Wisconsin after being away?
I miss the people, man. Everybody that I've run into, it's just like it just stays consistent, just keeps going, right? Everything here is great, and you don't have 10 feet of snow on the ground, which is, you know, I've lost a little bit of that ability to handle it, right? If it's under 45 now, I start complaining.
Kevin Holden. Well, and thanks for the invite to lunch.
You're busy.
There's still a space here.
Yeah, there's
still what? I'm doing the show out of boredom.
You just out of boredom?
Out of boredom.
Yeah, I would have come hang out.
Yeah, you could do it here out of boredom.
Well, no, that they would have to pay me for.
Yeah. That's
so what's your favorite thing to cover now in your new digs?
Probably Hurricanes hockey, if you can believe it. It's the college basketball thing's incredible, whatever. I mean, you guys know that's been done. But the Canes, I don't know. I never covered the NHL before. Like, ads games here were fun, but the Canes they're a blast, man. People smack people against the boards and they throw punches at each other and everybody cheers. And the worst you do is someone goes and sits in a penalty box for a couple minutes and then they, give them their tooth if they lost a tooth. Like, it's amazing.
Do you think Matt LaFleur should be fired?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys?
He's got an order, so hold that thought.
Okay.
just a coffee, please.
Coffee and for you, sir.
Lemonade.
How about you, Jimmy?
I've got my diet. All right, back to Matt LaFleur.
They're going to need some kind of shift of culture. I don't know if that means the end of LaFleur or if it means one more year with a different system underneath him in place. But I mean, you get to this time of year, games that are this big and have a repeated result like that. It's you can't have it continue. That's for sure. But also, it's been how many days now? Since this happened, three days since the game. So if you were going to make that move to fire LaFleur, you'd have to do it now, like right now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like they're going to.
No, I agree. But what they'll do is get some hotshot special teams coach who's been a head coach somewhere and will come in. I'm following the Ron Zook, Rich Bisaccia train here.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Mason Crosby said he.
Crosby, yeah, Crosby said he wants to do it.
Crosby,
he said that yesterday.
That'd be amazing.
You know who he said that with was Tommy Wirtz.
Oh,
from the Mason Crosby Show.
Wow. I mean, I had to come in and see Kevin Holden's hats, man. I mean, does anyone got cooler hats than Kevin Holden?
This is a first timer. This was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, I don't believe that. No one believes that, Kevin. Like, you have 48 different hats for each day of the week. Like, it's always amazing. The first time I ever met him, he was wearing like I don't think it was Hartford Whalers. It was even more unique than that. But just like, no one's got better minor league hat game than Kevin Holden. And I think that we stand on that. And as he leaves,
right,
but we're
Jesus Christ.
We're all in on let's get Mason Crosby a job at this point on this show. Not that he doesn't already have one working with it, but if Rich Bisaccia can do it, anyone can be the special teams coordinator for the Packers at this point, right?
Well, let me see if we still have Tim. Tim?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go.
All right. Say goodbye.
Good to see you guys. Tell him to travel safe. Tell Freeway hi.
He's right here.
Tell him hi. All right, I can't see you. I gotta go.
Goodbye.
Bye. Tim Shea. Always, legend. Always technically smooth with Tim Shea. How about Tommy Wirtz from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network?
Thank you. Thank you, Bart.
Big news, Tim Allen coming back.
It's big news, right? It's pretty awesome. I've heard nothing but good things. I've gotten to meet him a couple times now. A new show starting up tomorrow that's going to be weekly and then all season long. I do appreciate, as someone who came from baseball and got into radio after baseball, just how much this place does appreciate it versus other places in the market maybe that don't really give baseball its love. So I love that I get to come here and talk baseball. Did it all last year and now only adding to it this year. So I'm super excited. As Tim would say, 2026 championship season starts tomorrow.
I will give you one note about Tim is he does have the worst take, but you've probably heard it.
Oh no.
That the number, I think he wants to retire the number 10 for the fans. I think it's the number 10.
like because like a 12th man type thing?
Yeah, because there's nine guys on the field.
It's got to be 11 now because there's a DH, universal DH. Oh, yeah.
So it's a good thing we didn't do it because yeah. Then you would have had to change it.
Yeah, exactly. Not to poo-poo on the baseball season, but Bart, Matt LaFleur still has a job, and I don't know what to do. I kind of came in here for a therapy session, I think, with that, because I'm a fan of the show, watch all the time, and you were bringing up that it hurts you when people now are agreeing with you after all of these years of wanting Matt LaFleur gone. But mm-hmm. Bart, like, the expectations, the goalposts can move if you are trying to achieve bigger goals, right? But why would they move if those continue to get closer? I that's the part of it that I don't hate. You don't think the expectation now for Matt LaFleur isn't going to be almost impossible next year at this rate? If he's not going to get an extension, then he's got to make it to the Super Bowl next year, don't you think?
Well, that's what I keep going back to, because I remember very vividly when I was talking about the Packers losing to the Eagles. And last year, I thought, you know what? Things just didn't go their way. It was never going to happen. I didn't think they had any chance in that game. So I was kind of unbothered. I didn't root against the Eagles the rest of the way. I didn't really care one way or the other. I just thought, okay, let's retool for next year. And you're going to have another year of Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur's seventh year. And let's go from there. And then now we forget what we thought then, because now there's new excuses, like Tucker Kraft got hurt when a year ago we didn't still know Tucker Kraft was this good. Micah Parsons got hurt a year ago. We didn't think that we would have Micah Parsons. I just don't understand why people would want to lower the expectations. And also right now, and I kind of alluded to this a little bit, like maybe there's a way that he can become like a Matt LaFleur revenge tour year. But Matt LaFleur, just for the simple fact that he got his ass punked by Ben Johnson repeatedly, like stop, he's already dead. That I think could be enough. You know, that should be enough. Cause you had that clip's going around with Robert Saleh again about how all you got to do is take the Packers down in deep water and they can't swim. That's his best friend saying that.
Yeah.
And now the Chicago Bears don't fear you. Dan Campbell does not fear you. The Vikings don't fear you. It's just that their quarterbacks suck.
Well, and like, think about it in this way. I mean, there's no argument for him to not be. I think that a top two coach in the division, he's just not, right? I would think Ben Johnson gets one of those top two spots. And quite frankly, what Kevin O'Connell did with Minnesota this year, win nine games with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback or Carson Wentz or Max Brosmer. Like, that's a more impressive job than what he did this season. And you saw Mike Tomlin, he's stepping down. I'm sure he was advised to step down. You saw what Marvin Lewis was in Cincinnati way too long at a point as well. Like, you're just heading down, and it feels like you are prolonging. And I wonder if the crop doesn't excite Ed Policy this year, if the you know, there isn't that young hotshot offense, because quite frankly, I would love Harbaugh. I would love what he brings in the you-rah-rah of football. But ultimately, I think that I want the head coach to be the play caller as well.
Sure.
And be really fluent in Jordan Love. Like, that is – there are two non-negotiables with the future of the Green Bay Packers in my mind, and they are Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. And whoever else it has to be a part of it has to be a part of it. And – right now, I don't know who else is. Tucker Kraft, maybe. Danny Whalen, I love his punts. Like, I have great no punts. One else. I have no one else.
Winning Gambler says, now that most people agree with Bart, now he wants LaFleur to stay. If that's the way that it sounded, please, I will edit that in post. I don't want him to stay at all. I do not want him to stay. Mm-hmm. I have no excitement level to watching Matt LaFleur ever coach again. I'm trying to figure out why would the Packers continue to keep him. And if they continue to keep him, what would be the reason behind that? I don't want him to stay. I don't think that he can do any better than this. I'm going to steal something from Grant, who told me something one of his callers said, that if you give Matt LaFleur an 8-7-8 win football team, Matt LaFleur is going to get him to 9 wins. But if you give Matt LaFleur a 12-13 win football team, Matt LaFleur is going to get him to 9 wins. And I think that he is showing you, like, he is showing you what he is. He is a guy that can have success in the regular season, lose just enough, though, so you don't get a good seed. And I don't think that we should be downplaying, like, this whole seventh seed thing. We mentioned the seventh seed. I was like, oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. You can't keep getting in as the seventh seed. That you're not good enough to be. You're not good enough. You're not good enough to be an automatic rubber stamp extension. You're not good enough to have all of ESPN in the morning practically running your PR campaign. You're not good enough for the kind of attention you're getting. I would like to see him fired.
The last time the Packers won on a four-year stretch of not winning the NFC North, you got to go back to 1998 to 2001, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had won the division in that time frame between 1998 and 2001. Like, this is uncharted waters for this Green Bay Packers team over the last 25 years. I understand that they sucked before I was alive. They have not sucked when I have been alive. That is what I know. If you want to call me spoiled, if you want to call me entitled, Bart, there is a blueprint of the last 30 years on how you win in Green Bay. They have a blueprint right in front of them, and they are purposely going against it at this point. That's the part that really frustrates me with all of it. And it's not about the loss. It's about the losing with Matt LaFleur. It's not about a catastrophic end to the season like you saw in Chicago. It's about the catastrophic losses you saw in Cleveland this year. You saw in Carolina, against Carolina this year. The tie against Dallas. It's not about one game. It's about the theme of all of these games and the common denominator being Matt LaFleur.
MC likes the caller's analogy. Nice analogy, like me on the golf course. If I aim for the fairway, it's going into the water. If I aim at the water, it's going to still go into the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you golf, Bart? You don't strike me as a golfer.
I love golf.
Oh.
But I am so bad at it.
Mm.
And I'm not like, and I'm not, that's why I need the Carl's Place golf simulator in my home. Good because point. It's not that, it's, I can drive, I can hit maybe 200 off the tee, like a little wuss, but I can hit it straight. Going? Yeah, I know it's gone.
Okay. All right.
And I can putt. I can read greens better than I can read English language.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't do anything in the middle.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even swing right. And then, you know how, like, you golf with someone and you're like, oh, I'm not that good. Oh, okay, and then you go with them, they're like a 4 handicap.
Yeah. There's nothing more in life that I don't want you to tell me how to be better at something I suck at than golf.
Yeah.
Like I want to figure it out on my own. I want to watch a YouTube video. I want to go to the simulator and work on my swing. If we are on the course and you give me advice, I think less of you. I'm not ready.
Well, then you're someone that I should golf with.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea of walk in a park and drink beer with your friends at an unusual early time of the day. Like, that's what we're all here for. But don't tell me how to be better at it. Like, let me have one good shot and get excited about it.
My swings are so bad that I feel like I'm more attractive to some of these old men on a golf course than the beverage girl.
Mm.
Because they like see me swing and they come from bushes that they, and they're like, ooh, we gotta help this guy. And they just like come over and they're like, let me stand behind you. And it's like, where did you come from, dude? I thought I was the only one here.
I love the idea that you're getting tips in your back pocket for how shit your golf swing is more than the golf cart girl is for serving a overpriced high noon.
Yeah, they're not like, we want to help you. I'm helping them by letting them give the advice that they read in Golf Digest.
Yeah,
15 minutes ago on
this is exactly how Tiger swings. This is exactly what Rory's doing, guys. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, jackass.
Yeah. What else you got going on?
Nothing. I'm like in between over here. I got everything done. And I saw you were talking. I don't know, like sports, sports in Wisconsin just seems so weird right now. Like, I love watching Badger stuff and nothing really exciting me over there. Other than the win over number two Michigan over the weekend was cool. Brewers were still like not quite there. And gosh, I feel like I'm just done with Giannis. The end of Giannis feels like the end of Aaron right now in Green Bay, where I've just wanted to see him just go, like, go be good somewhere else. Like, you're ruining your end here, and it's going to be the thing people remember the most about you, it feels like, at times. Just rip the Band-Aid off at this point. So Wisconsin sports are, you know, we're back in the same loop of, like, belief everything is awful. Like,
are you guys talking Ja Morant today? Did that come up at all?
Dude, I just can't imagine a worse fit for this Milwaukee Bucks team as, like, hey, let's go out and get a guy who wants to be Russell Westbrook, who was never as good as Russell Westbrook, when still nobody can get a rebound on this team other than Giannis. So I don't know. Does that move excite you? Does that do anything for you? Like, it feels like more drama surrounds Milwaukee if he comes in.
The problem with the Bucks was, or is, the problem with the Bucks. Hold on, I guess I got to finish up texting my wife. Sorry.
Last time we did a show together, you kept talking about how you guys were swingers. Is that the case still? Or
no, we're not swingers.
I know it was.
I said that.
Oh gosh, yeah, it was pretty much the entire bit from segment one till the end of Sparky's show.
A lot of times that I filled in for Sparky, I was just like, my head was in the clouds on those days, because I would always have off at night, and I'd just be like, why did I agree to do this again?
It's just, I mean, married to the game, married to the game. Bart.
Yeah. Also, this hat is super fucking hot on my head right now.
Do you want me to take
think
my hat
the Bucks,
off?
The Bucks, they're so fucked. Like, yeah. So fucked.
Right.
That trading for Ja Morant in any other circumstance is bad. Don't do it. I don't want to see it. I'm not into it.
But
they're already fucked. I don't think they can unfuck themselves from the situation.
Is it kind of like a two negatives makes a positive in your mind then? Like, or you're just like, let's see it. Just go, let's see where rock bottom can go.
I feel like the only way out, how do I want to say this? I guess I don't. I don't want Ja Morant. Let's say you and I can't find the right analogy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's say you and I were racing around the world.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And like, we got from here to like New York, we're going that way. And then I'm like, I'm never going to fucking catch up to him because you're already in England.
Yeah.
So then I just go backwards. And then you get to the finish line. I'm like, I'm already here.
Mm.
And you're like, how the fuck did you get here? I go, I don't know. I can't win the normal way. So the only way to win is to just get as weird as possible. That's one of my worst ones. I apologize.
Okay, okay, okay. It's like a rainbow road hack on Mario Kart. I gotcha.
Yeah, I just, they can't win normal. Did you watch Stranger Things?
Dude, you keep asking everyone and no one has. I feel so bad.
Okay, I'm like, here's the thing about Stranger Things. They wrote such a shitty finale. Such a shitty finale. And the theory that, or the finale they wrote was so bad that it accidentally created this theory and this plausible way out that you either have to be brilliant to execute or so bad that somehow you accidentally found genius. That's the way the Bucks have to do. It's got to get so fucking weird that all of a sudden, yeah, Morant and Giannis and you know, it all works.
You need to bring back the Brandon Jennings, Monte Ellis, JJ Redick somehow. Like
the only way the Bucks, because they're no matter what move they make, the salvage Giannis or to get him to extend or whatever, there's no way out for a there's no championship path for them unless they discover the most bullshit wonky shortcut possible. So that's why I would not mind if they took the dumbest swings ever, because then maybe they would luck into, you know, one of the great finales that then everybody else figures out on Twitter that would have been. And then you come up with a documentary, which even shows how fucking dumber you were, unless this is all just, we still think these guys are so bad at writing that they put out a documentary showing how bad they were, that we're still hanging on to hope as Stranger Things fans.
Yeah, I did see.
Maybe that's part of it.
I did see How I Met Your Mother. So I do know I do feel the same way in that case, where I know you brought that up as an analogy a little while ago too. But yeah, just listen to your people, right? That's what it comes down to. It's like, and that's what you're all about, Bart. Just like listen to your people. And you got to think that they have your best interest in that way. And, the Bucks just aren't doing it right now. And maybe more people want Giannis here than want Giannis gone. But you can't tell me. I mean, we're back. I know you're infamous, I guess, for saying that the Brewers will never win a championship in your lifetime. Well, they are way closer than the Bucks all of a sudden in 2026. And I still don't see it in the future.
I feel like I'm becoming infamous for crashing out after Chicago playoff series wins or lose. I just can't handle it. I would say this about the Bucks and the trades, because I see a lot of people get hung up on 2031 and that draft pick. And you can trade that pick, but it's got to be for a wing or whatever. And I will just tell you, and I've talked about this before, but I'll be a little more clear. I do not care about anything 2031.
I mean, no way we're making it there anyway, right? Like,
I mean, one of the big reasons I did this today was because normally we do on Tuesdays and it didn't work out. So I do it later in the week and I just didn't want to sit there hanging. Also, I needed to get myself away from the television. Okay. So whatever you want to call me because of that, fine. But I'll just tell you that I don't care about 2031 as a sports fan. I don't care about that pick. Okay.
I wonder if they'll make a trade for AI, and I'm not talking Allen Iverson by that time.
I 2031 is so far away, and Giannis will be 35.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to be 50 by then?
No.
Not quite. Okay.
Not quite.
I'll be 30 by then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at this crop of young, talented.
Trying, at least. I mean, I think the expectation for the rest of my generation has just gotten so low that, like, all you have to do is not be a complete, total piece of shit, and you're probably above the rest in that point.
You might be, like, one of your friends that actually has a job.
it's you know.
I don't.
Yeah, I guess. I do have enough. Not a lot of kids, not a lot of jobs. That's been a common theme.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to let you go. It's good to talk to you. I'm glad you hopped on.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a fan. I'll keep watching from afar, and let me know whenever
you need anyone. Don't, as Chuck would say, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't plan on it. I keep my friends close, my enemies closer.
Because we would play, if you want to steal this bit, we would play Feels Like the First Time when someone would call in for the first time. And then he would say, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Nice, dude. I mean,
that kind of shit you just don't get anywhere else.
I got so much to get better at by 2031. I can't wait. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Tommy Wirtz from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, 1250 AM and 107 FM, The Fan.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
I figured out how to play some voicemails, and I do have a couple, if you will indulge me. For whatever reason, I was not able to play voicemails off of my phone anymore. And I know that, you know, I'm getting old and I'm becoming a boomer, but there is a button on your phone that if you touch it, it gets louder. And so I discovered that, and that that helped. This is, I'm going to play David in Buffalo. I'm going to play him talking as we were talking a little golf. I think this is a story I'm interested in. The comings and goings of one Brooks Koepka. Remember, voicemails can be 402-915-BART. That's also brought to you by Carl's Place.
Mark, what's going on, man? Great to be back on with you here. Big day in golf, man. PGA Tour starts back this week. Anthony Kim got back on the LIV Tour. Oh, wait, Brooks Koepka is on the PGA Tour again. Look, here's the thing. There's a new CEO and a new sheriff in town running the PGA Tour, Brian Rolapp. He was involved with the NFL for a long, long time. Mr. Thursday Night Football, I've lost him over the years. Look, the bottom line is a guy like that knows, you know, to grow your product and grow your business, you need the best available players, you know, at all times. And I think if Bryson comes back, that's great. If Rom comes back, I'm good with that. I don't see Cam Smith coming back. His game has really tailed off since the Saudis handed him that big bag of cash. But the bottom line is, here's the thing. If the LIV Tour keeps losing guys like this, they can only acquire so many Thomas Dietrichs to fill their spots. I mean, basically at this stage, basically they're Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and a bunch of nobodies, you know, to the average fan. You know, so the reality is the LIV Tour's either got to throw like $10 billion at a guy like Scotty or Rory, or just accept and say, hey, we got to merge with the PGA Tour. So at the end of the day, man, I do hope that we see these guys back on the PGA Tour, because that's the best brand of golf. The LIV Tour was playing a lot of these resort courses, easier golf courses. It wasn't really getting these guys ready for the majors when they did play. And besides Bryson, who really grew their brand, their name over on the LIV Tour? Nobody did. And the fact of the matter, the four guys they want to come back, those are the only guys who would be exempt on the PGA Tour right now, besides Mickelson with the career money, and same thing with Dustin Johnson. And I don't think Dustin cares anymore. And Mickelson, the only thing I'd bring him back for is to play the senior tour so him and Tiger could battle one more time, kind of like The Rock and Stone Cold might do at WrestleMania next year in Saudi Arabia. Anyways, man, that's all I got for you. Enjoy your podcast and keep doing what you're doing, man. And by the way, hit up Mad Dog. That 6 to 8 time slot would sound a lot better with you than Stephen A. Smith being replayed. I'm out.
They replay Stephen A. at that time? Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the replay on radio. I like the replay of your own show. I like that. I like if I do an interview at 9:30 in the morning on a Wednesday, that I can replay it at 6:15 in the morning the next day. But I don't think I'm down for a same day radio replay. I guess those are kind of the exact same thing, but somehow in my head, it's not. Rattlehead, I want Bryson back on the PGA. He's the only one I miss besides Koepka. Peter, I'd rather have McCarthy than LaFleur. Jerry likes Tommy. Jerry likes Tommy. But I like Tommy too. Bye, Giannis. It's been nice knowing you. Yeah. I saw some of the stuff that the Ravens owner said. He was shocked that Mike Tomlin stepped down. And then they said, how much longer would Harbaugh have coached if Tyler Loop didn't miss that kick? He said, for about another week. Is that real? I hope I didn't get got on that one, because that is pretty funny. So Mike Tomlin, big news. We're still waiting. Matt LaFleur, news of any kind. As somebody who is not going to an office right now in any capacity. And while I do feel very optimistic about the future of the Winklerverse, it is like tough to navigate society when you're not, I don't know. It's weird. So I don't wish that on anyone else, but also it's my football team and it's, that doesn't count. And also he's made millions of dollars. And I wouldn't look, I don't hate this theory. Tommy was talking about it. If you hire a coach and you don't like this coaching cycle, but you're like, ah, I guess we'll try this guy, like Cliff Kingsbury or whatever. Because like Harbaugh would probably cost too much money. But if you want to fire a guy after a year because somebody else becomes available, I'd be fine with that too. But the Packers won't do that because even though they don't have an owner, they're still very cautious with their money, almost too cautious. You don't want to be flippant because then you don't have it. But you should be able to, if your coach wants a special teams guy and you say it shouldn't come down to money. The coaching staff should be the one thing for a team like the Packers that has money that shouldn't come down to money. If you can't afford a coach, sell more stock. If I knew I was, so I've always said I'll pay $300 knowing my team will stay here. I'll pay $300 if it helps us get a different coach. We want to pay. Okay? The Packers, they need to start doing what these politicians do. Just text us all the time. Email us in the middle of the night. We'll unsubscribe. It won't work. You'll find a way to email us again. Eventually, you'll get people to give you money. And then, because a lot of these emails are so vague, make it an auto pay. Make it an auto pay setup that we don't know about. And then, you know, some of these fans will die. But the auto pay will keep going. And you're still getting money. Politicians do it. Sports teams should do it. My Packers should do it. Noodles FM. What are the chances the Packers trade Matt LaFleur to the Raiders for Max Crosby, making the defense absolutely the most stout it's been since Reggie and Gilbert Brown? You would have to trade them. Like, you would have to take Vince Lombardi's brain and insert it into Matt LaFleur. How do you sell? No, they're not going to want LaFleur. I think LaFleur should want to go. Does he want this? He needs to go. So he needs to go to Tennessee. Young quarterback. You've already been there. No expectations. No one's going to bother you. You can have the seventh seed all you want and it be an achievement. You go there. The big thing that I'm having a hard time with as we start to see who some of these candidates would be, you know, if you're going to fire LaFleur, who do you want? If you're going to fire LaFleur, who do you want? I know what I don't want is this. What I don't want is to go into the offseason apathetic once again, have more enjoyable Sundays than less, maybe go on a nice win streak, maybe for a while be the one seed, eventually get into the playoffs, not have a home game, have a lead, blow it. I don't want to do that. That's the Matt LaFleur experience up to this point. Some of you still hold out hope and have your reasons for why you think it can be different. I think once you see it 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you know, maybe it's not going to work. So maybe there needs to be a change there. All right. So I would like to still see a change. Because, you know, last time, and this, I guess, is the keep LaFleur argument, they fired McCarthy and they didn't have a plan. And that's how they ended up with Matt LaFleur, who nobody knew about. Murphy didn't let him talk at the press conference. He was like their last plane ride in here. So they hired him. I don't know. I just don't know that you can continue now to come with this coach who a lot of people are friends with, but nobody respects. Matt LaFleur has a lot of friends in the NFL. He has coached with a lot of these guys in the NFL. He has coached with a lot of these guys that are up for jobs now. But does anyone respect him? Does anyone fear him? Who in their right mind, even if we did get one of these at home, who in their right mind is going into Green Bay being like, oh God, how are we going to beat Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers? What if we go down 21-3? Who cares? They'll get soft. They'll completely change what they're doing. Somebody had a theory once that Matt LaFleur likes to win, but he doesn't like want to embarrass you. I would like to know more about the Matt LaFleur, Mike LaFleur relationship growing up. Because I will say this, a lot of times when we were playing neighborhood football, I would make sure my team lost if my brothers were on a different team. That's what I would make sure. I once threw my brother a pick in a game because I wanted him to win rather than me. Now, that doesn't make me a hero or a good brother. It makes me a loser. My whole life, I've had a loser mentality. I've been more comfortable as a loser. Even now, if I go to bars with my buddies and like win in darts, everyone's shocked. You're not supposed to win. You're a loser. How are you doing anything capable? You suck. You're that little bitch on the golf course that we stopped inviting because you're that bad. Doesn't matter how fun you are. Doesn't matter how many rounds of beers you'll buy. You're so bad. We'd rather pay for our drinks. That's a mentality that I had. So I wonder if there's something to that with Mike and Matt LaFleur. I wonder. Because nobody fears him. Nobody fears him. I would recommend a couple of things for your viewing enjoyment. First of all, iShow Speed's Tour of Africa is captivating me. Second of all, The Traitors is a really good show. So that's what I'm watching right now when I'm not, you know, fearing the demise of everything around us that we've known. Thank you all for stopping. We will be back with an should Matt LaFleur be fired or there'll be an announcement. I'll come to you pending it's pickup time or I'm at swimming. Oh, Matt LaFleur, where the Bucks are in town, right? But I don't think Giannis takes his kids there anymore. I'd love to do a live at swimming and get Giannis on the show. You know, surprise Kevin Holden's one thing, but surprise Giannis? Probably should have done that a while ago. In the meantime, we'll have more for you. Thank you, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.